7. Now read the passage about cultural perceptions of time. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a cultural studies class.
We were talking about monochronic and polychronic cultures last week, and I wanted to repeat some of the things we discussed. Remember that these are the extremes, and most cultures lie somewhere in between. We also discussed that there are monochronic individuals within polychronic cultures, and vice versa, polychronic ones within monochronic cultures. Now, one might think that a monochronic society is more efficient because monochronic individuals can make a linear plan, predict how long it will take, and follow through on it. They arrive on time, set deadlines that they meet, and can be depended on to get the work done on time. But how often have you read in job advertisements that they're looking for someone who can multitask? So what does that mean? Someone who can do several things at once, right? And who can do that? A polychronic person. In essence, they are people who can step in and be moved around within a company. These are the people who become irreplaceable on the job because of their ability to juggle several tasks at the same time. Interestingly, while efficient polychronic people are appreciated at the workplace, they frequently don't move up the promotional ladder. Why? Because it isn't easy to replace a person who can multitask effectively.
The professor describes the behavior of monochronic and polychronic people. Explain how their behavior is related to their suitability in the workplace.